Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
The Chevy Camaro ending its run. The 2024 model year of the sixth generation, that's sixth, which is a terrible word to say on radio. Sixth. It just sounds slurry and terrible. Oh, awful. It's coming to an end, that according to the good people at General Motors. That's what they're letting us know.
What kind of car do you got? I've got a bitchin' Camaro. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro. I ran over my neighbors. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro. Now I'm in all the papers.
Little dead milkman. You're welcome, everybody. As long as I have been alive, the Camaro has been a part of my life. Because I grew up in Jersey. And the whole idea of the Camaro being, the car of the Jersey Shore, the car of the meatball, the IROC. I mean, it was also totally true. Oh my gosh, it was so totally true. Oh God, good Lord, the parking lot at Middletown High School North. My goodness gracious, go Lions. I drove in with my Mercury Topaz. It just wasn't the same. But yeah, I mean, that was it. And I look at the redone Camaro, the one over the last few years that you've seen, I've always been like, I think that looks good. I don't know, maybe I'm alone in that. I'm like, I think that looks good. And then I noticed... I have friends who have the Dodge Challenger, right? The new redone Dodge Challenger. People have Porsches. People have a whole series of cars. I noticed that absolutely no one had a Camaro. Not a soul. And I said to myself, wait, that's weird. These are people who are car people. No one. I know a guy who's got an El Camino. No one has a Camaro. I'm like, well, Tony, you don't have a Camaro. That's true. I don't have a Camaro. Is there something inherently wrong with the name, with the brand, with the vehicle? I don't know. I always thought it looked good. I've only sat in one once as I was looking for some things. And I thought, pretty comfortable. That's what I said. You tell me. I could be completely off base. And like 9,000 of you are like, I drive my Camaro every day. It's the greatest thing in the world. I absolutely love my Camaro. And anybody who doesn't like a Camaro, they can just go to hell. Took me almost 9 years to play that. In my thinking, I would have gotten to that song earlier. But it's gone. And I do ask the question this way. Is this all because GM is dedicated to this idea of going electric? Going electric is such a bad idea. And if GM were to go fully electric, they would be completely wrong. These groups that are saying they're going to go fully electric, the mistake is massive. Massive. Now I only want to know one thing. Does the Camaro price now go up because they're not going to make any more? Or is now the time to get a deal? John on Twitter saw me the Camaro was too small to hold the batteries it would need as an electric vehicle. So that's why they're getting rid of it? Because it can't be an EV? Okay. All right. Well, then that's it. I will look for Camaro deals. If you drive a Camaro, send me a picture. Tell me that it's okay to get one. That's right. I only buy my cars based on whether or not it's cool. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.